Welcome back to another episode of I Never Liked You with Mateo Lane and Nick Smith. And today we're talking about astrology.
No. I'm remembering this.
Right. Okay, astrology. I don't quite know where to begin because I feel like everyone and their best friend talks about astrology. It's like a new... How do we feel about astrology?
I'm going to say a controversial statement, and I'm going to get canceled, and I'm prepared for the consequences. If your answer to most things in a conversation has to do with someone's astrological sign, I don't like you. I've written you off immediately. Oh, well, he's a Taurus. Oh, well, I knew you're a Capricorn. Ah, talk about a Cancer. Yeah, let's talk about Cancer. This conversation is a Cancer.
I'm a Cancer.
Need I say more? My mom's a Cancer.
Is she?
Yeah, but you all have similar birthdays.
Bob and I are both Cancers.
Yeah.
So what happened? I don't remember people being so adamantly sure of something, because it can be incredibly belittling to be telling someone how you feel and them to just cut you off and be like, it's because you're this.
Right. Or like, stop using it as a crutch and an excuse. Ugh, I'm a nightmare in relationships. I'm selfish. I'm a poor planner, but I'm a Sagittarius. No, you're just a shitty person. Stop blaming it on Sagittarius.
Yeah,
own up to it, Beth.
We're blaming the moon on everything. We blame Mercury being in retrograde.
So
I
have said in the past, like, ugh, Mercury must be in retrograde, because it was just like a string of bad events. And I hated myself for saying that.
Right.
But it does, because it does become one of those things where people are like, ugh, it's a full moon, or...
Well, I don't believe in astrology, like, not even slightly. I don't buy into literally any of it. But I do think the moon, when there is a full moon, I do...
People act crazier.
People do act crazy.
I agree with that.
But okay, now, you may be shocked, but neither Nick or I are scientists. However...
Excuse?
But I do, because we're, what, 99% water? I mean, if the moon is pulling and pushing
98%.
And pulling the water... Aren't we going to be affected in some way, shape, or form by the moon?
I agree. But also, that like
gives different.
Some scientific sort of value to that,
right.
Like with all that. But just saying like, my ex-boyfriend, all he would do would lie, but he was an Aquarius.
Well, it also
like
gives-
That's just like spouting random shit.
But it also gives people like a sense of authority. So you could literally be like, oh, I'm dating this guy. What's his sign? And I'd be like, well, I'm Cancer. He's Capricorn. All right. That's never going to work out. And here's why. Because it says that in your love relationship.
And then
you're like, but you don't even know them.
And it doesn't even stop there, because people will go, what's your sign? And I'm like, Pisces. And they go, wow, you don't really act like a Pisces. And then they go, but what's your
rising
sun?
Moon?
What's your rising moon? What's your star? What's my sailor moon? I don't know.
Like, I'm Sailor Jupiter.
Right. Like, what are we doing here? And they're like, oh, well, your moon rising is more of this, which now that explains
my
everything.
Moon rising, what?
Does are it we explain?
Here's my thing. Are we ever going to escape paganism? Are we ever going to escape, like, look, I understand, like, being connected to, like, the earth and being connected to nature and having, like, a...
Yeah, but that's not...
That's what I'm saying. But to pull it so far and to be like... The stars have decided your fate. The planets are your, like, that's who you are. Like, what? It's all just made up.
And again, if this is your MO and you really get into this and really get off to this, kudos to you, mama. But what's that quote on Drag Race? Kudos to you, mama. Thanks
wow.
for spilling
yeah, yeah.
or something. But it's when you just start using it to justify
being an asshole
or someone else being an asshole, or not even giving something a chance. Like you said, like, I remember back on dating apps, people would be like, oh, you're a Pisces. Well, I'm a Taurus. So it's just not going to work. You don't know me.
Do you think it?
But you're right. It's not going to work, because I'm not going to date someone who would ever utter that sentence.
I remember, like, back in the day in OkCupid, that they would ask you a million questions
that
you had to answer. And one of the questions was, what would you do if you got your girlfriend pregnant? And I wanted to answer, my mother would be so proud. So it's like, you know, but I don't know. I feel that it gives people a sense of authority. People get so offended too. Like if you, like this was going to piss people off. If you say you don't believe in astrology, it's their personal belief and they're going to be so pissed off by you. But I just don't care anymore.
And it also kind of with religion seems to be that people, no matter what, will just make it work for them regardless. Like, I feel like everyone's like, I'm the life of the party, so I'm a Taurus. Well, I'm the life of the party and I'm a Leo. Well, I'm the life of the party and I'm a Scorpio. Not everyone's the life of the party. But everyone's like, oh, well, everyone has different definitions for stuff.
I mean, Bob and I could not be more like, we don't react to things the same. We're born 4 days apart. We're both Cancer, right, within the same year.
But your moon rising is probably different and your star sunshine or whatever.
Fighting evil by moonlight. Winning love by daylight. You don't know this? Never running from a real fight. She is the one named Sailor Moon.
Oh, no. I tried. Dakota tried getting me to watch it. I turned it off halfway through the first episode.
You got to watch the Deke version. You got to watch the American version.
No.
You would like it. You would genuinely like it.
It's a no for me.
Why? What don't you like about it?
I didn't like it. Felt weird.
Wait, okay. What sign are you?
Pisces.
Okay, let's see what our compatibility is.
You're Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a water sign. I know that. And what's Cancer?
Water.
It is?
Yeah. It's a crab.
Oh, it's a crab.
The Pisces and Cancer pairing is one of the most celebrated in astrological compatibility. Huh. And for good reason. Both signs are deeply intuitive. Highly compassionate.
That's what I mean.
And incredibly devoted to each other. Okay, Nick is not intuitive. Oh, you are about real estate, though.
I mean,
you're not compassionate. How are you compassionate?
I guess I could be.
Highly compassionate, and you're like, I could be.
So no.
And incredibly.
I am intuitive. I am very intuitive.
And incredibly devoted to each other.
We started a podcast together.
That's true. With a little compromise, these two can form an incredibly strong bond.
And Mateo doesn't compromise.
I do too. When do I not compromise?
Let me sit in that chair.
No.
Continue.
Yeah, but I have good reason.
Okay. Oh, and I'm just...
Okay.
Most people who I ever have said I'm a Pisces to always says, wow, that's surprising. You don't act like a Pisces.
Pisces, for one thing, is a mutable water sign ruled by Neptune in modern astrology, and Jupiter is traditional in astrology. It's represented by two fish, with Pisces actually being the Latin word for fishes, I guess so, pesce. Cancer, meanwhile, is a cardinal water sign ruled by the moon. It's represented by the crab with Cancer. I've had crabs before. With Cancer, there's nothing more embarrassing than going as a 22-year-old to Walmart when you're in Tennessee doing a show and you got crabs and you have to go in and
buy.
Do they
look like crabs?
It itches and you just have to.
But you see bugs?
Yeah, you can see
them. But
are
they crabs?
They're not. No, it's not like
are they the shape of a crab?
No, there's not like 16 Sebastians on your fucking dick. And just like, she's got legs, you idiot. Like, that's not what it is. Under the pubes, down here it's better, down here it's wetter, take it from me.
Down there it is wetter.
Up on the shore, you work all day, under the pubes,
right,
you like
a Disney
to play.
Episode. We're not going back.
Anyways, Cancer being the general crap. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay, in a friendship, Cancer and Pisces can make excellent duo as long as they feed off each other's differences in a positive way.
Nothing about our friendship is positive.
I mean, this podcast is literally called I Never Liked You. Uh-huh. Cancer being a cardinal sign will be better about getting the ball rolling and initiating plans. For instance,
this is not true.
For instance, while mutable Pisces is just happy to come along for the ride.
Not true.
This is not true.
I take that back. I'm usually more of the planner than you are, but... you usually invite me to more things and I'm happy to go along for the ride. So I guess in that sense.
Okay. As such, Cancer can help bring leading the charge energy that Pisces signs can sometimes lack.
That's not.
Helping Pisces see projects through. Read our emails. I don't even read one.
Right.
Plus, thanks to their shared element, these two will appreciate the security of the respective home bases and the comfort water. To end that, the Astro Twins previously blah, 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 blah. Okay, so... That's basically they're saying everything we're not.
Basically.
But everyone was like, cancers are so sensitive. But sometimes you read it and it's like, you like warm cookies out of the oven. You like 75 degree days with a nice breeze.
That's what I mean.
And it's like, that is me.
But also, that's everybody. That's what it'll be like Pisces. I don't even know. But it'll be... Actually, oftentimes people are like, Pisces are so compassionate and really like, you know, warm to other people. And I'm like, I am polar opposite of those two things.
You're polar. You're ice cold.
Ice cold.
You're mean.
And have no compassion.
You have, and you don't even care. When people come after you, you don't care.
Do not
I
care.
Do care.
You I'm care like, oh, way my, more.
That, should I you're, set
so I think I guess in that sense, you're more of a water sign. I can't even swim that well.
I can't swim either, actually. I can't swim
We should
swim
do
at
an
all.
Episode of Amina teaching us to swim.
Oh, yeah. My neck. Jeez. Yes, we should. We should.
But it's like, but again, every sign, no matter what, it'll be like, you're a Leo, so you love waking up in the morning. Yeah, everyone loves waking up, but that's just like what you do.
Do you believe in psychics?
No.
Do you believe in tarot?
Do I think they're fun? Of course.
Yeah.
If there's going to be a psychic at a party, you better believe I'm going
to
participate.
I one time sat with Nicole Byer in New Orleans. We went up to the psychic. They have psychics sitting down like one of the main squares. Nicole Byer is in a full cheetah print jacket. She has, you know, her hair, she got the big wig out, you know, she's got her nails, she's got the big sunglasses. She could not be more extrovert at that time. So we're sitting down and the woman, the first thing out of her, I wish I'd call Nicole, the first thing out of her mouth is, you really just like to keep to yourself.
You're really an introverted person, huh? That's what I mean is like, they're always wrong. And anytime anyone's like, oh my God, the psychic was so right. I'm like, yeah, because you told them all the information.
Nicole, you're on the podcast.
Hi.
I am.
We're talking about astrology and psychics, but can you refresh us about the story when you went to that psychic in New Orleans? Remember that?
Good. What story?
You were wearing a leopard print jacket and giant sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was wearing bright red sunglasses that were circular with a moon and stars on them. I had braids down to past my butt. I was wearing a dinosaur shirt and a gold skirt, like a gold foil skirt. And we were in New Orleans and I sat down to have my palm read or something. And the first thing the psychic said was, you don't like attention. And I was like, wait. The whole way I'm dressed is literally for attention. Oh, I was wearing a bright red jacket, not a leopard print jacket.
You were also carrying a giant pig painting that was hot pink that you had just bought.
She's like, yes, you're a vegetarian and you don't like attention.
Okay, we'll call you later. We just needed that story. I'm sorry, Nicole, to bother you.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. That was the most...
That's what I mean, is like, they're just grasping at straws. And I know...
Do you think anyone is intuitive that they actually can kind of see past a little bit of what's actually happening on the surface? Because sometimes...
Other than the Long Island medium, I don't. She's...
She, my friend Pat
power.
Powers.
She is from a higher power.
My friend Pat Powers is one of the funniest people I know. He said she walks into rooms. She goes to Staten Island. I think Tim Dillon actually has a joke like this, where she's like, "You, someone in your life's name is Maria." You know what I mean? It's just like so obvious stuff. Tim, I think look up Tim Dillon. I think he made a whole joke
That's
about
what
her
I mean.
Doing that.
Most mediums and psychics are like, "I'm sensing someone with the letter S."
Me, it was my mother. Her name was Susan, and she's the best is Sylvia. She used to go on what
Sylvia
the hell?
Plath.
Yeah, and she would go one time. This girl calls or this girl comes in. She's like, this is verbatim. She goes, hi, just dealing with anxiety.
Is it Liza?
No. And the lady goes, Sylvia goes, well, you're doing a good job of it now. She goes, I just struggle with anxiety. She goes, you were a witch. You were accused of being a witch, and they put you on a stake, and they said you have to point out two other witches, and they told you they're going to let you go, but they killed you anyways. So no wonder you have anxiety. And then she goes, thank you.
I miss Cleo. I'm not gonna do the voice though, because
no.
I used to do the voice and then grew up and realized that's racist.
Here, wait, let me find the Sylvia thing real quick. I know we have 10 seconds. We're going over for this episode. Just here, hold on. I know, but you need to, you have to listen to it. Hold on a second.
I don't have to do anything. I'm a Pisces.
Because this is literally what psychics are, okay? She used to go on the Montel show. She used to go on Montel.
I should try to be a psychic.
All right, well, then let's practice what your psychic powers are going to be in a second. Okay, I've sent this to Evan multiple times. Here we go.
I have a really bad problem with social anxiety. I can't freak out. I can't.
You're doing pretty good now. But let me tell you where this comes from. You were accused of being a witch in a past life. You were put in a circle, and you had to name two people so that supposedly you wouldn't die, except they didn't tell you that. They just said, tell us two people. You named two people and all three of you were hung. So no wonder you have social anxiety.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was today's episode.
Thank you for watching and listening to another episode of our podcast. Please like, comment, subscribe, and please review. And until next time.
Timestamp that we should make a clip for today.
Okay.
I forgot.